producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at gcnlive.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number is toll-free, so it's not going to cost you anything. All you got to do is make yourself a cup of coffee, get out your tablet, and write down the information that we're going to talk about. That way you won't have the same problem over and over again. And I hope all of you listening are receiving our weekly email newsletter. It's free. And all you need to do is to go to my website, which is paulparent.com. And at the top of the page, you will say newsletter. You click on it. You put in your email address. Hit submit. And every single Thursday, we send you 3 to 4 stories to try and put some music between the songs, and some of them are a lot of fun. And for Halloween this week, we put the music for Beetlejuice in there, and a great video with the singing, and found some great stuff. And then I put a recipe with vegetables that you have in your garden for this time of the year. And this past week was using pumpkin, and this coming week we'll be using pumpkins, and then I'll switch over to using cranberries. Oh, by the way, if you make pumpkin pies for Thanksgiving or at Christmas, buy your canned pumpkin meat now. Big story on the news a week ago that because of all the rain in the Midwest, there's going to be a shortage of canned pumpkin. And the sooner you get it, the better it's going to be. I picked up a couple of cans when I went food shopping this week, so I can make a couple of pies, and I love it. But get it now while it's still available. They're saying that by Christmas, there may not be pumpkin available to make pumpkin pie. Okay? Let's go to the phone lines. Patrick, who's up next?
Up next, we have Liz in Cape Cod, and she has a question about her fig bush.
Liz, welcome from beautiful Cape Cod.
Good morning. Thank you, Paul. 3 years ago, I purchased a fig plant in a large pot at a local nursery, and I put it in the ground. And then in the fall, when I went to dig it up to bring it in, one of the branches rooted. So I left it in the ground, and I brought the other one in. The one that I brought in died eventually. I put it in the basement, and I guess I didn't water it. But anyhow, the one that I left in the ground rooted in over that terrible winter did beautifully. And
yep.
Now this year, my little fig bush is 3 feet high, 2 to 3 feet high, but it is about 4 feet wide. And I can't dig it up because it's
right.
Huge. What shall I do?
What you want to do is leave it there. I have a brother that lives in Chatham.
Okay.
and he has four fig trees in his yard. And all he does in the fall of the year, he'll put 2 or 3 inches of bark mulch around the base of the plant, and that's all the insulation. Because you're on the Cape, you've got water on two sides of the that curve of the Cape, that hook. And figs do not need any winter protection. And as you said, the branches are going to root. So what you can do next year is you can take one of the outside branches, when it's flexible, bend it and lay it down and cover it with soil and put a brick on top of it and allow some of the branch to grow straight up. And within a month or so, the portion that's below ground is going to make roots, and now you can cut it from the mother plant, and you've got a brand new fig to put someplace else in your garden or give to neighbors or friends, but they're wonderful. I live in Maine, and I had two fig trees that I had in a 24-inch pot, and I would put them in my garage where they would freeze and would get cold. And I had them for, I bet, 6 or 7 years, and they got to grow to be almost 7 feet and 5 feet wide. And the year that I lost them, I was busy. I didn't add some water during the winter. And as you said, they dried out, and I was heartbroken because it produced some of the most incredible fruit. And if you've never had a fresh fig, it does not taste like the Fig Newton cookie. It's got a whole new flavor. It's absolutely wonderful. But being that you live on the Cape, it's a winter hardy plant, and you don't need to give it any additional protection. What you may want to do if you have it in a windy area is to get a product like Wilt Proof or Wilt Stop. They're anti-desiccants, and you spray the whole plant with it, and it will seal the pores, preventing it from dehydrating during the winter. But as I said, my brother's lived on the Cape for 15 years, and he's got this area full of fig trees, and he just loves them, and he uses them in recipes, gives them away to friends and family, and they're absolutely wonderful. So you're in a special location due to the hook of Cape Cod being in the water.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you. And you have a wonderful, wonderful Sunday. We appreciate the phone call.
Thanks.
Patrick, who's up next?
Up next, we have Tom in Quincy, and he has a question about fast-growing trees.
Okay, Tom, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you with your trees that you're looking for?
Paul, I had spoken to you about 2 weeks ago, and I had told you about a swamp maple that I had, a couple of them, and they kept breaking during these storms. And you had told me that they had noticed for that.
Right.
And you had recommended, this is for a lawn, and you had recommended a Crimson King. And it just so happens that Crimson King I can't get because it's banned.
Oh, you live in Massachusetts. That's right. That's right. In Massachusetts, they've banned all Norway maples because they're claiming it's invasive. Then what I would do is I would plant a sugar maple. Uh-huh. And sugar maples. And
do they have seeds on them?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, they'll have the little bit of, they'll have a little bit of a helicopter type seed pod, but not like the Norway maple. And the Crimson King is a variety of Norway maple. I have two of them, one on each side of the entrance of my driveway, because in Maine it is not proven yet to be invasive in our climate. So they're still available in Maine. So, you know, if you really want our Crimson King maple in the springtime, drive up to Maine and you can plant it in your backyard. They can't sell them in Maine, and they can't sell them in New Hampshire and a couple other states. But in Maine, we are able to sell them.
Okay.
But sugar maple is real good. Also, linden is a good tree. Locust is another tree that's really good, and it has small leaves. They're like leaflets, and it produces a medium shade so that the grass will grow under it very, very easy.
Did your evergreens have brown leaves last spring? Did your roses and hydrangeas have a lot of dead branches and not many flowers? If so, you need to spray them with Wiltproof anti-desiccant this fall to keep the moisture in the plant and the plants healthy. Newly planted evergreens like azaleas, rhododendrons, and hollies especially need a little extra protection the first year. Keep the leaves green and the buds protected so when spring arrives, your garden will be beautiful. Use Wiltproof, the number one selling plant protectant this fall.
We spend a lot of time and money on our gardens. We have great intentions, and sometimes our expectations are not met. Our plants need to be fed regularly to grow and develop properly. If you're using a liquid plant food that must be reapplied every 2 weeks, will you remember to do it? No. That's why I use Dynamite, continuous feeding fertilizer that lasts for 9 months. Every time you water, the plant gets fed. Use Dynamite like the professional growers do. Dynamite.
Hello, gardeners. It's Ann from Neptune's Harvest Organic Fertilizers in Gloucester, Mass. If you're planting flowers, vegetables, shrubs, or just trying to keep your lawn healthy and green, then you should know about Neptune's Harvest. Neptune's Harvest fertilizers come from the mineral-rich North Atlantic Ocean, which contains all the nutrients plants and soil need. Flower growers, get your sunglasses out. You'll want to use them when you're looking at how bright those colors are. Vegetable growers, with Neptune's Harvest, you can achieve the amazing results you deserve for all your efforts. You'll have the most abundant, sweet-tasting supply of organically grown produce. And there's nothing like the taste of a fresh garden tomato you grew yourself. Neptune's Harvest works so great, whether you know what you're doing or not, you'll look good and you'll feel good because you're doing the right thing for the environment and your health. Try Neptune's Harvest products from the ocean to set your plants in motion. Available at your local garden center, and to learn more, go to neptunesharvest.com.
Atmospheric aluminum, mercury exposure, estrogen toxins from plastics, microwaves from cell phones and smart meters, and low-quality foods all combine to create conditions for the very high incidence of disease in our society. Now more than ever, we all need to be consuming those foods and herbs that epigenetically signal the cells of our body to produce energy, create proteins, and detoxify. When we properly support our bodies, then even in these toxic times, we can promote and achieve excellent health. One World Way is the first energetically encoded whey protein food derived from Amish pastured cows on the U.S. market. After 3.5 years, we've heard miracles occur for so many people. One World Whey has a track record of promoting detoxification, improvement in elimination, and improvements in energy, skin quality, and elimination of inflammation. One World Whey is formulated to mirror the macronutrient ratios found in mother's milk. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, There's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimpliSafeDefense.com. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Gun Club. Our phone number, 855-660-4261. I know, excuse me, a lot of you feed the birds. And if you're starting to get ready to bring out the bird feeders, wash them first. Just take a regular dishwashing and give them a good cleaning to get all of the debris that's stuck to the walls of your bird feeder. Give them a chance to air dry, and then put your bird food in, and the birds will love it. And it's important to get the birds to stay around your house. So if you start to feed them, you've got to continue right up until April, when the natural food now becomes available. It's a lot of fun. There's a lot of enjoyment. I bought some suet cages, and every time I go food shopping, I'll buy a package of beef suet. I stick it in there, and the birds love it during the winter because it helps to give them some fat so that they can fight off the cold and the snow and everything else. But wash your bird feeders before you fill them with seed. That way you start off clean, and there's not a chance of passing a sickness or a disease to the birds, okay? But, I love it. I've got four hanging in my backyard, and when I have my morning coffee, and right now I can watch them. And a bunch of blue jays are out there now, and the finches and the chickadees, because the chickadee is the state bird of Maine. So get out there, feed them. And when you're picking a bird food, I want you to look at the seed, and there's a seed called Milo, M-I-L-O, and it looks like a BB, shaped like a BB, and it's brown. And if you look and you see a lot of this Milo, don't buy it, because Milo, the birds don't like it. And they use it as a filler. And the birds will actually knock it out of the feeder, and you'll see it all over the ground. So buy a better quality seed. It's going to last longer, and you'll attract more birds. But if you see Milo on the ingredients, and if it's listed number one, number two, number three, you've got garbage. And you're going to end up with getting a lot of squirrels, you'll get pigeons, and you'll get all kinds of crazy birds. So if you want the good, colorful songbirds, stay away from Milo, okay? Patrick, who's up next?
Up next, we have Marlene in Massachusetts, and she has a question about saving a Mandeville.
Okay, Marlene, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
Thank you very much, Paul. I appreciate all the knowledge that you give us every week. And I know you have had a Mandevilla, and I brought it in the house. It hasn't been frosted or anything, and I just didn't know if I need to cut it back or how I should care for it.
Okay. I always have one. This year I didn't for some reason. I just got there too late, and they're all gone. But normally what I do is I bring it in the house. I keep it in the pot that I originally bought it from. And in my mudroom, I've got a sliding glass door. And I stick it in front of the sliding glass door until it finishes blooming. Because your plant probably still has flower buds and flowers on the plant. So I enjoy it as much as I can. And then when I notice that the flowers stop, because all of your tropical plants, like Diplodemia, Mandevilla, and some of these really, even Bougainvillea, when the days get short, and they're getting short now, they're not able to flower because of the length of the day. They're a long day plant. So when they get done blooming, I cut it back by like 50%, and I put it in a brightly lit window. It doesn't have to be south facing, but where it's going to get plenty of light. And I water and feed it on a monthly basis. And then in the spring, you're ready to go.
That you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you use. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. It will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year.
Do you lay awake at night and worry about the health and safety of you and your loved ones? Do you wonder what would happen if you weren't able to get to a hospital or doctor? How can you keep your family safe against the deadly pathogens that are beginning to emerge in the world today? Give yourself peace of mind with Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver is turning heads around the world as a new weapon in the fight against bacteria, viruses, and fungus. Supernatural Silver can be taken internally or used topically to help the body's own immune system fight off disease much more effectively. Supernatural Silver has been tested at independent universities and laboratories around the world and has been proven to be safe and highly effective against some of the planet's deadliest pathogens. There is no better product to have in your home for daily use or emergency preparedness. Go to supernaturalsilver.com, use the code SILVER2015 for 20% off, and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack and was told I'd be on disability for the rest of my life. What did I do? I created Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
To the Paul Parent Gun Club, our phone number is toll free. It's 855-660-4261. We talked a little bit about our trip that we're planning to visit Cuba in April. And I'm really, really excited. And I know a lot of you do a lot of traveling, and this would be your opportunity to go see a country that we weren't able for like 50 years to go and visit. And when the embargoes are taken down and the money gets into Cuba, it's going to look like Miami Beach. And now is your chance to see the old Cuba, the architecture, and the country. It's just from listening to several people that I know that have been there, they just fell in love with the country. I've had several notes from people scolding me that I'm thinking of going to Cuba. And, you know, Cuba is a very unique country. And we've had problems. Those problems have been solved. And some of it was our own doing. When JFK took office, Eisenhower and the CIA put into progress an invasion of the island called the Bay of Pigs. And they captured quite a few people. I think like 11,000 people that were in the invasion were captured. And we were very, very fortunate that the lawyer that freed Powell, who was in the airplane, the spy plane over Russia and got shot down, that same lawyer released about 95% of the prisoners. And then the missiles came in. Now, how would you feel if Cuba came into the United States? Would you arm yourself? Well, they did. They got the Russians to bring in the missiles. Kennedy spotted it. He took action, and he had the missiles removed. He put the embargoes on. But this is a country that the people have done nothing wrong. It's just the leaders, and the head of them, well, he's almost gone. His brother is making a lot of changes, and this is an educational tour. It's a tour that you can ask questions. In every place that we go, there will be time put aside so that you can sit down with the owners or the operators, and you can ask any question that you want. And I think that's going to be incredible. The countryside is unique, and I think that you will enjoy it. So if you travel and you want to go see something unique, join us in April. And you can get more information. Give them a call. The number is 800-322-9481. That's 800-322-9481. The price of the trip is a little bit expensive. We have no control on that. The prices are set by the Cuban government. And I know you will love that. We start off with a day in Miami. We get up early. We take a short 90-mile trip by plane to Havana. And then we start touring. And again, it's educational. You'll learn things, and you can ask any question that you want. And you can say, for example, I work in the IT type business, and you do. How does the government affect you? And they'll answer you. And that's the purpose of the tour. But you're going to get to see a lot of the country. You're going to have a lot of free time to eat in their restaurants. And the food, from what I've been told, is absolutely fantastic. The prices are inexpensive. There's clubs, there's baseball games, there's all kinds of things. So if you want to go to someplace unique, give Lage Travel a call in the morning. The number is 800-322-9481. We're staying in the best hotels that Cuba has to offer. They are 4 and 5 star, and you're going to really, really enjoy it. So call them. Get the information. Consider coming with us. And we travel as a group. We don't go our own separate ways. But you have a lot of free time at the end of the day and night to visit their shops and things like that. You'll enjoy it. Patrick, who's up next?
Up next, Diane called back from New Hampshire, and she is asking about raised beds.
Okay, Diane, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
Hi, Paul. It's me from East Kingston. You visited me this summer.
Yes.
I remember.
Hello. Yes, I do.
So remember, I had those 3 raised beds out back, and I have 2 questions about them. Should I cover them up in the winter with a tarp? And
no.
Question, is that go ahead.
No, tell me what the second question is, and then we'll talk about both of them together.
Okay, the second one was I got some seaweed the other day, like you suggested, and put it in my composter. But should I just throw some in the bed?
I would. I remember growing up, we lived in Scituate, Massachusetts, which is a coastal town south of Boston, and we were 10-minute drive to the ocean. And every fall, my dad and I would take his pickup truck, and we would drive down to where the lighthouse is in Scituate. And you drive to the lighthouse, you come out, and there's an opening in the seawall. And from the storms, the seaweed would come ashore. The waves would beat the seaweed up against the wall, break it in small pieces. And we would basically take wheelbarrows, park the truck, fill the wheelbarrows with seaweed, dump it in the truck, and we would put 3 to 6 inches of seaweed right in the garden. My dad would let it dry with the sun.
Mm-hmm.
And once it was really dried and crispy, then he'd take the rototiller and he'd till it in, or you could take a pitchfork and just till it in, and it would break down. And it would produce the most incredible organic matter, plus all of the vitamins from the seaweed goes into your soil. So when you put peat moss in, you're getting organic matter. It helps to retain moisture, but when you do seaweed, it adds all of the nutrients from the ocean into your soil. And it encouraged earthworms to come in. It loosened up that soil. It cut back the watering. The first year we built the garden, the soil was sandy, and my dad had to water every single night. Within a 3-year period of adding seaweed every fall, we were watering the garden once a week.
Wow.
Now, if you can't get there until the ground freezes, take some black trash bags and pick up the seaweed, put them in the trash bags. Don't try and fill them because you probably won't be able to carry them. So fill them up as much as you can. And then what we did some years is we would take the trash bags, fill them half full, get to the house, dump one into the other so that it was full, left the top open, and we left it right in the middle of the garden so that the rain and the snow could get into the plastic bag. And by spring, that seaweed had rotted and broken down to half the volume. And it was this beautiful, black, slimy, organic matter. We spread it in the garden. We let it air dry. We added lime. And then we tilled it in. And it just made the plants grow tremendously. Now, don't cover up your raised bed. Let them get exposed to the air and the rain. But weed it first, get it all cleaned and ready. And what's going to happen, because you've got a raised bed, let's say it's 6 or 10 inches high, it's going to thaw early, and you're going to be able to take that raised bed and plant your early crops earlier than planting them directly in the ground. So you can plant peas at least 2 weeks earlier, spinach, kale, collard greens, broccoli, cauliflower, cabbage, Brussels sprouts can go in because they like to go in early and when the weather is still cool. So normally around the time that you see pansies available at your local nursery, your cold weather vegetables can be put in.
Okay. Great. And just one quick other question. Is it too late to plant garlic?
It is not. Oh, I'm glad you said that. Yesterday, I was at Achilles Agway, and they're in Keene, New Hampshire, and had a wonderful visit. I was there for 4 hours and talked with a whole bunch of listeners in the Keene area, and on my way out, I was looking at the bulbs, and they had garlic. They had a soft neck and a hard neck garlic, and I bought a bag of each, and I'm going to be planting my garlic this afternoon, and it's simple. And but you can't buy the garlic from the supermarket. So right. Go to a nursery, a feed and grain store, and you buy a garlic that's not treated from sprouting. And then all I do, I have 3 raised beds plus a regular flat garden. And in the raised beds is where I'm going to put the garlic. And you take the outside row of garlic cloves only. You don't use the inside ones, just that very outside row. You put them about 4 inches, 5 inches apart. And all I do is I make a hole 3 inches deep. I push it in, I cover it with soil, and it will come up. And then around Thanksgiving, I'll put some pine needles, or you can put some straw, a couple of inches thick. The garlic goes dormant, and then in the spring it comes back to life, and it grows like crazy to be harvested in August.
If you plant a new broadleaf evergreens this year, roses or hydrangeas, protect them with WiltStop this winter. WiltStop will seal the moisture in the stems, branches, and leaves, preventing dehydration during our cold and windy winters. Bonide WiltStop will also keep your cut holiday greens fresh longer. Just miss your wreaths, roping, centerpieces, and yes, the Christmas tree. Less needle drop, better color, and freshness. That's Bonide WiltStop.
If I had to eat nothing but rice for 3 months, I would not go without my Green Prince.
When I read Green Prince, I laugh so hard, tears stream down my face.
I love, love, love the magazine. I really can't be without Green Prince.
What is Green Prince? I'm Pat Stone, editor of Green Prince, the award-winning best small garden magazine in the country. Green Prince is the one and only Weeder's Digest. Only Green Prince shares the humor and heart of gardening in wonderful stories and beautiful art. It's the personal garden magazine and the best gardener's holiday gift. Green Prince is so unique, it's hard to sum up in an ad. Check us out at greenprince.com. That's greenprince.com. Like thumbprints, only green. Mention Paul Parent in the comment box when you subscribe, and I'll give you an extra free issue.
When I stumbled in the driveway, my nose stuck in your magazine, I knew that I too was hooked.
With summer heat and less rainfall, your lawn will start to lose its beautiful spring color and density unless you fertilize your lawn like the golf courses do with Milorganite Organic Fertilizer. Milorganite has been used for over 80 years by thousands of golf courses across the country. Milorganite, it never burns. It's high in iron. It adds organic matter to your soil. It's slow release and longer feeding. Milorganite aids in root development even during drought conditions, and no need to water it in. That's Milorganite.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pileski of the Pileski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number, 855-660-4261. Patrick, who's up next?
Oh, give me 1 second. My page just reloaded.
Well, while you're getting the name, one thing that I would like all of you to do, if you have hydrangea, one of the most important things for you to do in the next couple of weeks is take your pruners and just below the blossom, remove the flowers. Very, very important. If we get a heavy, wet snow, the snow will collect on the blossom, it will bend the branch, and it will break. If you remove it, the snow will go straight down, and there won't be any damage. So remove the blossoms of your hydrangea, and believe me, it will make a big difference. But don't prune, especially the blue or the pink ball. The cone shape, the PG varieties, they can be pruned now to control the size. But your balls, your blue or your pink, should not be pruned until the spring. And I'll tell you when the time arrives, okay? That will make a difference. So get the flowers off. Are we ready to go?
We are ready. So next up we have Claire in Quincy, and she has a question about using furniture polish as a substitute for Wilproof.
Okay, Claire, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Tell me what you're doing.
Okay, the rose bush got cut down in error this past few days ago. And I remember hearing long ago that you could use furniture polish to seal the cut stems.
Right.
You can.
Yeah, yeah. If you prune back your roses, which you should never do in the fall.
I know. I got your newsletter.
Yeah, I did do a story on how to get your roses ready for the fall and winter months. And if you pruned them by accident and you just leave it, because the plant has gone dormant, it will not be able to make a scab or a callus
right
where you made that cut. And you can take something like Pledge, give it a real good spraying. I would spray the branches as well as where you made the cut.
Okay.
If you're in a really windy area, take a candle and drip wax from a melting candle on the cuts. And that will be even better than using furniture polish like Pledge, because it's going to be thick. And if you think back in the spring, a lot of the box stores will sell packages of roses that have been dipped in wax, and that's to prevent them from drying out.
Okay. Can I ask you
the other
question?
One last thing with the roses. After Thanksgiving, when the ground freezes,
right,
I want you buy a bag of bark mulch. You can use compost if you have a compost pile. If you've got some extra loam, and put a mound of these products around your rose bush. The most delicate part of your rose is where it's grafted, and it looks like a fist with branches coming out. So if you can put 2 to 3 inches above it, and we have a winter with little snow, you're going to eliminate the freezing and thawing and freezing and thawing of the plant, because it's covered with mulch or soil. The soil will freeze and thaw, but the plant will stay frozen, and that way you won't have any dieback on your plants.
Sounds good. Now, I have a hydrangea that I didn't get into the ground. Can I put it in now?
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Hydrangeas are really, really tough shrubs. Again, if there's any flowers, remove the flowers and prepare the hole just like you would in the spring. Take a good size hole, put some compost or animal manure, some type of soil conditioner, and plant it about a half an inch deeper than it is in the container. Water well and you're ready to go.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.